We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Monday, everybody. I bet there is a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces in Western Oklahoma, Northern Texas, North Texas, Texas Panhandle. Whew. Anyway, first, let's check out some temperatures. 49 degrees right now at Beaver, 52 at Woodward, 62 at Medford, 58 at Bessie, 63 down there at Hollis, and 61 at Tipton. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, currently it's 53 at Lipscomb, 54 at Miami, 60 at Dozer, 61 at Odell. So anyway, how about that rain? They got it right. I have not seen one person complaining on social media all weekend about them missing the forecast. So anyway, all good. I hope everybody got some really good rains. If you want to, 580-225-9697. I don't care if you're in Beaver, Slap Out, Hollis, Tipton, doesn't matter. 580-225-9697. Text me in your rainfall amount if you want to, and by what town or county you're in. Anyway, I'm a little up over 6 inches now at my house. I don't know what it is up in the Red Hills. I think out here west of town, I'm up a little over 5 inches. I went Saturday evening before it got dark over in the Red Hills, they call it, over there on South 152 on Merritt Road. See, because it rained hard, so the roads weren't terrible at all. And got over there, and I called my landlord, and I said if the farmer and the rancher had a Bible, the way it would state it would be, "Your pond runneth over." So it was good. Good. Yeah, I know a lot of people. I've seen Major Cooperton, Major down there by Cooperton, Joel. He don't have to haul water anymore for a while anyway, and I don't either. I was about 30 days from having to haul water, and you guys all know that water, hauling water in the winter, it's just a bad deal. It sucks. Anyway, so hopefully everybody, like I said, got their ponds full. The river kind of caught me off guard. I know there's some water in the river right now, or there was yesterday evening from up around Sweetwater, because it was red mud, so they had to come from Sweetwater Creek. The river, as of yesterday evening, was just North Fork, that is, just running normal. It wasn't by no means up, but anyway, so it was dry out there. It's gonna take some, so the water is standing today finally in my bottom below the house, and it was standing during the rain a couple hours after it was gone, but this morning it's standing. So I had wheat chuter cow planted there, and if the water don't go away, probably gonna have to sow in some spots. So I already got some other spots I need to sow in. My chuter cow, where the peanuts were, it'll be 100% up probably this evening, looking pretty good. And we're up to 86 raccoons that the dogs and I have rehomed. Now got a few more over the weekend, and sister, she's a really smart dog, but the possums are smarter than her. She's caught two possums in the last week, and they're no fun. They don't fight back, so she shakes them and drops them and walks off. And when we come back, the possum's gone. I keep telling her that's why they named them things possums. So anyway, man, I'm excited. Quail season starts this coming Saturday morning. I'm excited. I'm headed up north. And anyway, there's, if anybody's got any quail around their place that they're overrun with and they need them thinned down, just holler at me. I'll be more than obliged to come thin them down a little bit for you and share the wealth with you. And what else? Nah, man, there's not a whole lot going on. Just a wonderful weekend of rain. I was at church yesterday, and the Three Amigos and the Damali were back from their trip in North Carolina. I got to hear about that during church service, and that was awesome. It was very moving, and so you heard Jace Hargrove, our pastor at the church there, talk about it Friday on the show, but to hear him talk about it in person was really emotional, and they're going to plan another trip back. And I want to thank everybody that listens to the show that donated and went down to Troy Jones. That's still open also, and still at TTS's fishing yard here in Elk City. Any TTS or cut yard, you can make donations, whether it's Oklahoma City, down in Texas, it doesn't matter. But anyway, they're still taking donations. Watching the video at church yesterday, it's a lot. It's not like it was a tornado and got a path through there. It was just pure destruction everywhere. Those creeks that used to be like the Washita River now look like, I don't know, it's wide. It's just so much destruction happened. Buildings wiped out, businesses wiped out, people's homes. Just anyway, some of the people had insurance, which is good, but just the rebuilding. So you get a chance. TTS and Cud are still taking donations at any of the yards. They got Connex set up here at Elk City, and we'll be taking it when it gets full. And last I heard, the main thing they need is winter clothing, like coats, gloves, caps, boots, power washers, dehumidifiers, and stuff like that. So got a spot in your heart for it and got some extra money. They appreciate a donation. Those people need it over there on the East Coast. So anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. December corn is up 3¾ cents. January soybeans are up 14 cents. December wheat contracts are also higher. Chicago Board of Trade wheat is up 3.5. Kansas City wheat is up 2. Minneapolis wheat is up 1¼. This weekend, the weather brought lower temperatures and more rain across the Corn Belt, according to Al Close, Managing Director of Close Commodity Advisors. Beneficial rain also moved through central and northern Brazil. It is too early for the grain trade to project a record corn and soybean crop in South America. The key to watch is the weather and rainfall pattern in Brazil in the months of December and January, and Argentina in February. Speaking of that, I messaged the Oklahoma Mesonet a while ago. Where is my phone? Just so you, out of curiosity, if you want to know, last month was the driest October on record in the state of Oklahoma. Well, the wettest November on record in Oklahoma wasn't too long ago, actually, 2015. 6.05 inches of rain in November. Here we are already on the 4th, and I was looking at the rainfall totals, and they're going to go off their measurement sites, not because your neighbor said he got 7 inches and stuff. Another front comes through here, we'll be setting the record. There's a lot of 7s. There's 1.8 at Winona, 8.64, 7.58 at Guthrie, 7.83 at Shawnee, 5.15 at Hobart, 6.13 at Hollis, and this is at the Mesonet sites. So anyway, this is looks like it's on track to be the wettest November ever. You guys remember 2015, that was the year that broke the back on that 2011-12 drought we had. I mean, it just, it did. I can remember July 2015, west of Willow in the breaks. The ponds got filled up one day with over 5-6 inches of rain. That broke the back on that drought. It's just a bad one. Hopefully we never have one of those again. Anyway, while I'm alive, okay, let's continue on with our... Anyway, watch to see if the November soybean contract can continue to gain on the January and March contracts, he said. Last week, that spread narrowed by 5 cents. This morning, the bull spreads are working again in the corn and soybeans. What else is there? In case you missed it, nope, we'll get that going on. So anyway, that's what's going on right now in the what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. All right, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour break. We'll come back. We'll have the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 18th. 2,656 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 440 brought 330. 9 at 501 brought 286. 6 at 545 brought 289. 14 at 578 brought 267. 7 at 659 brought 270. 15 at 739 brought 235.50. 11 at 762 brought 234.50. 4 head of heifers at 389 brought 311. 11 at 489 brought 250, 21 at 499 brought 239, 13 at 583 brought 228, 5 at 648 brought 230, 18 at 666 brought 220, 9 at 781 brought 208, butcher cows were 60 to 140, butcher bulls brought 40 to 159.50. Bred cows were 11.75 to 27.25. Pairs brought 17.75 to 28.25. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. As you know, feeding your cattle the proper feed and supplements during cold winter weather is critical. We offer everything your cattle need to help manage stress and increase the energy they need during the cold weather. Range Max Cattle Cubes and Maxi Gain are great for that. We offer them in bulk or by the bag. We also do winter contracts anytime. Call or come by today and make sure your cattle stay in top shape this winter. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Canadian Texas, here is your ag weather forecast update out there. 56 degrees, humidity's 83, dew point's 51. The winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 10. Peak wind gust today, 19 miles an hour. 2.62 inches of rain so far in the month of November. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 62 degrees. So the old rain's cooled her down about 8 or 9 degrees. Now, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and we were talking about wheat pasture and stuff like that. From what both of us agreed on was if the temperatures stay like they are right now, which they're not forecast to get real cold, but they're not forecast to get real hot either, there's a pretty good chance for people who already had their wheat, TruCal and rye in already up and stuff. There's a pretty good chance here probably by the end of the month that you're going to have some pretty good grazing. And I know some guys that got theirs in super early. It's looking good. So they might be in there in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, who knows? So we'll see how it all works out. That, like I said, unless somebody's seeing something that I haven't seen, looks like 40s at night, 60s, 70s during the day. So anyway, be good deal. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. Don't look too shabby today. Corn, December 417, up 2 3/4. March 430, up 1 1/4. Soybean for November, 983, up 1 1/4. January, 995, up 1 1/2. Soybean meal, December 301.20, up 590. January 301.90, up 480. Soybean oil, December down 123, at 4507. Hard red winter wheat, December 570, up 3 3/4. March 583, up 3 1/4. Cotton, December 69.79, down 38. West Texas oil, December 71.15, up $1.66. Natural gas is up a little bit today. December's 274 and January's 301. The Dow and the NASDAQ and S&P are all in the red today. I'm sure, I don't know what's going on with that. I'm sure it's the election jitters going on. Meats, live cattle, December 184.65, down 127. February 185.50, down 140. Feeder cattle, November 245.77, down 110. January 241.32, down 187. Lean hogs, December 83.12, down 95. February 85.32, down 70. Stink. Mate, I heard rumors over there around the Dale Highway, if it keeps this rain going on, old Sugar Daddy might be trying his hand at some rice. I don't know if that's true, but you never know about the news. There's a lot of fake news coming out of Dale High, so we'll see. I like to see him grow some rice. We'll see what's going on. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I called him bright and early Saturday. Well, not bright and early, but Saturday morning, because he was so negative on this rain wasn't going to happen. By about 10:30, I called him, asked him what he thought. Now he laughed at me all the way to Oklahoma City, watch his granddaughter in the cross country track deal. So we'll see how that goes. All right, let's check out some livestock reports. Let's start with, I did Oklahoma first last week. Let's start out with Texas. Last week with the livestock summary, 8,287 head went through the sale barns, 7,741 the week before last year, 53.92. Looks like compared to last week, steer and heifer calves were mostly steady. Yearlings were not well tested. Demand was moderate to good, especially if weaned and vaccinated. The areas remained dry with high winds, chance of much needed rain headed into the weekend. Supply included 86% feeder cattle, 10% slaughter cattle, and 4% replacement cattle. 1% was bred heifers. Check out some of their stuff here. Went through the sale barn. Let's check out these 465 weights. They were anywhere on the steers, 240 to 326. 286.59 was the average. Some 5-weight steers. Let's see here. 570s, 254.57. They were a little fleshy according to this. And some 6-weights were anywhere from, weighing 670 were anywhere from 215 to 260. And then heifers on the Texas side, some 4-weights weighing 430 were up to 286. Some 5-weights was, looks like 273 was a high end. And some 6-weight heifers were bringing up to 234. There's some 247.50. So there you have it there. Let's check out what happened in Oklahoma. I know I was super, super, super happy with my calves selling there Friday at Elk City with the special wean sale. And anyway, they were the last to sell in that sale. But I like the auctioneer. I don't know that auctioneer there, the one that's there most of the time. He was there. He was just taking a break. Anyway, they walked, that set of 12 come in there, and he said, dang, they saved the best for last. Anyway, they did really good. They averaged 704 and I think 249. So anyway, they did good. I'm happy. That's all I can tell you. Just a few dollars short of $1,800 a piece. So anyway, we're pretty happy. In Oklahoma, at the sale barns, 30,286 went through the ring compared to 36,000 a week before and 12,000 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were 1 to 2 higher. Steer and heifer calves, $1 to $5 lower. Demand moderate to good. Some of Oklahoma received much needed rains this week. Rain is forecast throughout Oklahoma for this weekend and early next week. Supply included 87% feeder, 9% slaughter cattle, 3% replacement cattle, and I don't see anything on the heifers. Anyway, let's check out some of the prices here in that same range. Had some fancy 400-pounders, 408s be brought 331. Some unweaned ones brought up to 343, weighing 435. Some unweaned ones in the 500-pound range. Where are you at? 577 pounds brought up to 270, and then some 600 weights, unweaned ones bringing up to 260. Let's check out what happened with the slaughter cows. I need to check that out real quick. Get all the way down to the bottom. Here we go. Slaughter cows, breakers, quite a few head, almost 400 head was reported to the USDA. Looks like average was 120.52, high was 129.57, and low was 112.60 on them. And then we got the boner cows, almost 700 head sold last week, bringing anywhere from the average was 116.30, the high was 120.86. And 120 was the price on the low one, on the low end, but they're returning to feed on them. On the lean cows, again, 500 or 600 head here on the program here. Average weights were anywhere from 918 to 1168. Average price 113.37. High was 118.23. Low looks like it was around 80. No, very low. Lightweight 73.87. So dairy cows were bringing anywhere from 84 to 106. The bulls were anywhere from, weights were anywhere from 1202 to 1790, and they were bringing anywhere from 129.68 to 144. High was 153.34. So there you go. Let's see what bred cows are bringing all over Oklahoma. Bred cows, medium and large, number ones. 2 to 4 year olds, we're bringing up to 2,200. 5 to 8 year olds, we're bringing up to 2,300. And older ones, we're bringing 8 year plus, was bringing up to 2,000. Bred cows, medium, large, number ones to twos, we're bringing anywhere from, looks, we got 1,100 to 2,100. So it's all in there. I did notice something on a report, though, that I think it was the Beaver report. Bred heifers are bringing the same amount as 700 to 800, 900-pound heifers. Does that make sense? So you probably buy, if you're buying some heifers, unless they're not what you want, you can almost buy some bred heifers for the same cost of buying some open ones. That was kind of weird. And I don't know what those bred heifers look like. And there's always Q and B sent to that. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll have some more ag news for you. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You ever notice how you start talking about something, the next thing you know, it pops up on Facebook? Yeah, that's what they call targeted advertising. A bit spooky, huh? At Paragon Digital Advertising, we're your digital connection to advertise your business. Now, we're not going to make it where advertising follows you in weird kind of ways, but we will be able to get your business out there online. If you need a new website or an update of your website, how about social media management, email marketing, Facebook and Instagram ads, YouTube and Google advertising? We can help you get it started and manage it all for you. We just need a little bit of information about your business to get you started. All you have to do is call Nathan Brewer, Sean Wilson, Randy Britton, Kim Jordan, or Jaden McKay. Advertise your business across the web and get it on people's phones. With Paragon Communications, call 225-9696. We'll have your business in front of thousands of people in no time. Call us at Paragon Digital Advertising, 580-225-9696.
In times of uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call someone who's invested in your success. I'm Justin Cook in Elk City. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so that we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 580-225-6545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
This November, rev up your luck only at Lucky Star Casino. You can win one of 30 Yamaha Kodiak ATVs. Play your favorite games for a chance to take home a powerful new ride. Don't miss out. You can win all month long. Come and get your luck at Lucky Star Casino.
Come and get your luck. Ooh, yeah. Come and get your luck.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Putnam, Oklahoma. Here is your Northwest Oklahoma Ag weather update. 56 degrees, dew points 55, humidity at 97. The winds are out of the west at 11. 24-hour rain total, 76 one-hundredths of an inch. 10-day rain total, 4.25 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59 degrees. Sunset at 5:37. 90% chance of thunderstorms today, 66 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of rain showers, 41 for a low. And tomorrow, sunny, very nice, 59 degrees for mañana. All right, let's see here. I was going to do something. I forgot what it was. I was talking to Walker yesterday, and I thought I was going to ask it on the show today what you guys thought. Now I can't even remember what it was. Maybe he's listening. He could text me a... No, he probably can't. Never mind. All right. I was going to talk about this Friday. Didn't have time, but most of you probably already got your ARC PLC payment there towards the first part of October. But I'm just going to go over some of these, what they paid out basically in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle for most part, because it's not only wheat country. We got some corn, especially out there in the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. So anyway, the price loss coverage program triggers support payments when the national marketing year average price for an eligible commodity falls below its effective reference price. For 2023, the effective reference price for corn, soybeans, and wheat was $370, $870, $840, and $550 per bushel. Actual 2023 MYA prices exceeded effective reference prices for all three crops: $455 for corn, $1,240 for soybeans, and $696 for wheat, implying no PLC support payments. This was in 2023. Don't everybody hang on to your britches. Anyway, the ARC program at the county level triggers support payments when actual revenue in the county falls below 86% of benchmark revenue for... Let's see here. Benchmark revenue is the product of a national benchmark price and a county level benchmark price. The benchmark price for each commodity is the Olympic average of MYA prices in the 5 years preceding the current year, including a lag year. And 2023 was based on the Olympic average prices over the 2017 to 2021 marketing years. The 23 ARC benchmark prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat were $398, $957, and $550 per bushel, respectively, with actual MYA prices in 23 above the ARC benchmark price for each crop. A yield loss would need to be experienced at the county level to trigger ARC county support. Okay, so we get on down here into the wheat part of it. It's the main part of our conversation. Here it says, I was just going to let you know that there wasn't very much, there wasn't very many counties that qualified, believe it or not. All of the Texas Panhandle got an ARC payment of somewhere around $0 to $20 per acre, and then Oklahoma Panhandle did, and there was only three or four counties in Oklahoma: Ouachita, Custer, Woods, Ellis, and Beckham, and I think Greer County, and maybe Jackson County. Jackson County. I can't tell. I can't zoom this map out. Anyway, they are all qualified from 0 to 20. There was counties over there in north central Oklahoma, over there where my in-laws are, very like along the Kansas border, they all qualified for the $20 to $40 payment, base payment on those. So anyway, you should have already got your payment. And if you didn't, and your county did qualify, you might check. But if you were in those counties I rattled off, you probably got some little. I did get my payment around the first week of this is for the 2023. So anyway, just letting you know what was going on with that ARC deal there and PLC. A lot of people don't understand that, and I think I just wanted to share that with you to do. So Mexico is back with another big buy of U.S. corn. So what's driving the surge in sales? Mexico will come in with another big buy of U.S. corn on Friday. 781,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico, which is pretty good. And which 781,322 metric tons of corn equals 30.76 million bushels. That confirmation follows a slew of sales to Mexico the past couple of weeks, which is also bringing corn prices back to life. If we didn't have it, corn prices would be a lot lower today than they are, said Ben Brown, an agriculture economist from the University of Missouri. The export sale on Friday was mainly for the 2024-25 marketing year, but 65,000 tons of that was tagged for 25-26. Mexico is already the top buyer of U.S. corn in the 24-25 marketing year. So what's behind all these big buys? A guy from Sutterman Arlen from the Stone X Group says it's twofold. The country needs the grain and the price is right. When we look at the export piece that we're right on now, it's stronger than when we normally have this time of the year, and it's largely because of Mexico. Mexico has been an aggressive buyer of U.S. corn here, what they perceive to be on their harvest lows. They didn't have a lot of good harvest down in Mexico. That's not been the trend long term, but it was a trend last year that followed the drought. They had more drought this year. As well, so I think because of the tight supply in Mexico, they're trying to make sure they get as much coverage as possible near the harvest lows that would suggest weakness down the road. So Mexico recognizes that we're in the middle of harvest, and in theory, this should be some of our cheapest prices of the year. Mexico does not depend on its total on river water levels on the Mississippi to get product. We send a lot of corn to Mexico via rail. We don't have to worry about the logistics issues to get them product. So they need corn, and we have corn to sell. So let's get them delivered to them. So there you go. Pretty good. Thank you, Mexico. All right, let's go ahead and take a wait. Before we take a break, I want to remind you guys again. I had Joe Merrick in here the other day, and no, I have not heard if Boots O'Neill is going to be coming on this Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm depending on Joe Merrick for that. But anyway, the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival invites you to the inaugural Cattlemen's Ball, honoring the rich heritage of the cattle industry and its impact on life in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. Saturday, November 16th at the Beckham County Activity Center, there next to the courthouse. 6 p.m. dinner and an evening with western icon Boots O'Neill. 8 o'clock, western dance featuring Jake Hooker and the Outsiders. Steak meal catered by the Nightlingers. Cozy conversation with Boots O'Neill and Joe Merrick, and a silent auction is all coming up November 16th. So anyway, get on Dust Bowl's Days Festival Facebook page, and they've got a QR code on there that you can do to get in. It's $100 per person, and it's well worth it. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. you know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum, 65 degrees, 57 dew point, 77 humidity. The winds are out of the northwest at 11, wind gust up 17. 24-hour rain total, 0.95 inches. 10-day, 4.47 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees, sunset at 5:41. I hate this time change. Decreasing clouds today, 71 degrees. I don't know. I haven't checked the radar. Hang on. I think it's raining down there. It's raining here. I know that much. Let's see what here. Nope, it's cleared out. It's all cleared out here. So Monday night, tonight, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 64. And the sun will be coming out. And the wheat pasture will be growing. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Got some stuff coming up tonight, actually. Redlands Community College at El Reno, they're having one of their fall gatherings. Doors open at 6 o'clock, dinner at 6:30. The 7th, the Trentman Wolf Creek Ranch in Pawhuski, Oklahoma. Pawhuski. That's the 7th. Same time frame, 6:30 dinner. Coming up next week, November 11th, Eastern Oklahoma State College at Wilburton and the Connor State College at Warner, the 12th. And then the 14th, the OK Steel and Wire Company at Medill. And then the 18th, Southwestern Oklahoma State University at Weatherford. And the 19th, the Western Oklahoma State College at Altus. And the 21st, out there at Goodwill, the Oklahoma Panhandle State University. All these times is, anyway. So if you want to RSVP, you can go to www.okcattleman.org. Or let me see where that, I only got part of that phone number. Where's that phone number? I lost it. Where'd it go? I think it's 405. Yeah, here we go. 405-235-4391. Anyway, lots of fall gatherings coming up here pretty quick for them. So how's your hay look for this coming winter? Look pretty good? Well, hay stocks improved for Texas. Cattle winter feeding outlook, according to this. Remember, guys, tomorrow is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Last segment of the show, during the host show, you can text it in. But last segment, I got hay for sale or people needing hay. You can text that in tomorrow. It's picking up. It's picking up some steam. I'm glad it is, because we're getting closer to winter. Anyway, hay stocks for winter feeding of Texas cattle herd are much improved compared to last year, but the early outlook for cool season grazing has been dampened by drought, according to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service experts. Winter feeding costs are likely to be lower than last year, but the ongoing dry spell across much of the state has cattle producers cautiously optimistic about sustaining their herds into spring. Vanessa Corher Olson, let's just go with Vanessa Olson, professor at the AgriLife Extension Forage Specialist in the Texas A&M Department of Soil and Crop Sciences in Overton, said hay supplies are better than they have been going into the past two winters, but the quality may be an issue. Much of the hay-producing areas, especially East Texas, experienced rainy conditions at the first spring cuttings, where mature, soggy conditions delayed many first cuttings or post-harvest fertilizer applications, and some hay may have been rained on before it was baled. Those scenarios can lead to reductions in hay quality. Yes, I agree. Anyway, the moisture prevented folks from getting into their fields at the right time to optimize the nutrient value. Fortunately, prices for supplemental livestock rations like liquid feed and range cubes have softened some, said Jason Clare, PhD, AgriLife Extension Beef Cattle Specialist in the Department of Animal Science, College Station, that is. For example, a ton of range cubes is about $40 to $60 per ton less than this time last year. The higher hay stocks and lower supplement feed prices translate into lower costs for ranchers through the winter. Calf prices are still really high, and most producers aren't going to spend as much on hay and supplementation, which means the cost per day to winter a cow is down. That translates in more money into their pocket. How about that? So, always something. Let's see here. Oh, I know what I need. I got some cotton news for me from the National Cotton Council here. Let's see. A major federal election will be held Tuesday. You guys know that, tomorrow. Anyway, to determine the next United States president, who will take office on January 20th, as well as the compensation of the 119th Congress. So all 435 seats in the House of Representatives, as well as 34 Senate seats, will be on the ballot. Anyway, it's tomorrow. So what do you guys think? Which candidate is good for farmers? What do you guys think? 580-225-9697. I'm just going to be flat honest with you. I'm not a big fan of either one. I think one of them's going to be better with our issues as a government than the other. And not sure about either one of them on the ag part. So I think Trump was pretty good on during his time as president. Kamala, I have no clue. So about that, so it's not fair judgment there. All right, export sales for a week ending October 24th. Net exports for cotton sales on October 24th was 2,007 bales. This brings total 24-25 sales to approximately 6 million. Total sales at the same point in the 23-24 was at 6.9 million. Let's see here. Total new crop 25-26 sales are 423,600 bales. Shipments for the week were 147,900 bales, bringing total exports to date to 1.6 million bales compared with 2.1 million bales at a comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. So there you have it. Well, speaking of the election, you guys get a chance and you want to listen to a podcast, go to Farm Journal's Unscripted Podcast. And they had this guy on here, Jimmy Weisenmeyer, I think's how you say it. He's an insider there in Washington. He's on that guest chair there during that episode, and he offers plenty of insight into key topics such as the impact of early voting and how the next administration can help or hurt the production ag industry. With early voting well underway in the presidential election, my landlord said he thought about going back and changing his vote because he voted Friday. You can't do that. So anyway, with early voting well underway in the presidential election, agriculture producers must decide which candidate will better serve their needs and what they want the next president to do. On that episode on that he's talking about, longtime Washington insider Jim Weisenmeyer shares what he hearing about who the next president could be. He also tells hosts Tyne Morgan and Clinton Griffiths that early voting among Republican could make a big impact. And there was a lot of early voting going on everywhere in Oklahoma that I know of. With polls showing razor-thin margins between the candidates, it's still too close to call, particularly in the swing states. He said at a recent event in Colorado Springs, he heard David Weiserman from the Cook Political Report give Donald Trump a 60% chance of winning. Republicans historically vote far more than Democrats on Election Day, he says. This year, more Republicans voted early. They could gain some key votes in key states, he's saying. On the podcast, Clinton offers, it feels like there's much more pressure at the polls to get it right. Everybody's kind of on the edge, which I'm okay with that. I want it to be right when the counting is done. However, whichever candidate will be better for agriculture, he reveals surveys in Ag Economist Monthly Monitor and a Farm Journal survey, more than 400 ag producers told different stories. Seems like the big issue is the 45Z biofuels tax credit, which has got a lot to do with our corn farmers, especially up in the Midwest with biofuel. So anyway, lots of stuff going on with this deal. I think, depending on who the winner is, I think they'll get the farm bill passed before the end of the month if a certain person wins president and presidential election and certain parties take over the House or keep the House or take over the Senate. I think there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle. But if all those pieces come together and there's some stuff that the present Congress wants done in the farm bill, they're going to all of a sudden, oh, we're almost there kind of deal. You know what I mean? It just makes me want to puke. But anyway, so we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. I have not a clue. Do I have anybody's opinion on the text line yet? Uh-uh. No, I'm not quitting. The last segment of today in ag. Are you quitting? No, I'm not. Anyway, tomorrow, the last segment of the show will be about hay selling and buying, if anybody wants to. Hay Day Tuesdays. Be sure and tomorrow text in during the show what you got for sale. I need to know what you have, what kind it is, by the ton or by the bale. Can you load? What kind? Is it tested or not tested? And it doesn't matter. Your hay does not have to be tested to be sold on the show. It's just a question I'm asking. And what area you're from. That's all tomorrow. And that's brought to you. It's free advertising for people wanting to sell hay. Free. Great Plains is paying for it for you. So anyway, it's free advertising. Last segment of the show every Tuesday. Got going on. All right. Let's see here. Well, that's it. Show's over. Hope you guys enjoyed today. I'm glad it's over because I don't have any cough drops. I'm out. I didn't remember to bring some from the house this morning to keep my voice smooth. It's hard talking by yourself for an hour. Anyway, you guys, we'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Stay dry and God bless.